Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, I am joined by Christian Rodriguez Ceja, who is with KDI and Coachella. Welcome, Christian.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So I want to talk about, I know you do a lot of work in terms of in environmental equity and environmental justice. Talk about the relationship between environmental protection and environmental justice, where we've traditionally been, where we are now, and where we want to be.
So I guess I'll start with environmental justice and why environmental justice is important and it's different from environmental protection. Environmental justice is about uplifting the communities who have been bearing the brunt of environmental hazards. And what environmental justice does is it says that is where we need to start and recognize that traditionally planning and municipalities have done things that are not great for certain types of communities. So looking at Black and brown communities who have traditionally been, like I said, bearing the brunt of environmental hazards. When we're talking about environmental protection, this is a broader term and it's encompassing a whole community. And although the entire community is in need of intervention and needs to live a dignified environment, there needs to be a special attention placed on those communities who have been at the forefront of environmental hazards.
And if I understand you correctly, you're saying that's where we actually need to begin.
That's where we need to begin. Correct. That's absolutely where we need to begin. And in fact, if we could start there and if we could get it right there, we will get it right for everyone.
So we generally believe that anything environmental related affects the entire community. The same air, same water, but people experience it differently. Tell me about that from the perspective of West Coachella Valley, East Coachella Valley.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is looking at life expectancy by zip code. Do this.
Oh, well.
You will find that depending on where you live, it means how long people are, how long statistically you will get to live. And when you look at more granular level, you will find that the communities that tend to live longer have better environmental conditions, access to parks, safe streets, sidewalks, shade, and the communities that don't tend to live less. And that is, it is because there isn't any environmental protections that are being done to those particular communities. And it's earlier today in the panel, I was saying it's a matter of life and death. And it's about, are we able to thrive and survive? And some communities don't. They don't get that. And it's a luxury for many people. In the West End of the Coachella Valley, we tend to see more development, investment, and people really want to extend life. We have lots of folks who are of an older demographic, and so we're very cautious of that. And we say we need to provide more shade and cooling centers and things like that. And in the East End of the Coachella Valley, we might not have that population. We have working age folks. And so we tend to think maybe they don't need all those protections. The reality is that they probably need it the most. There's issues with insulation. Many people who in the Eastern Coachella Valley live in mobile homes and there's bad insulation there. And so when it gets to 120 degrees, the folks that are living in the Eastern Coachella Valley go to work in the morning. They go to work in the agricultural fields at 100 and something degrees, even at 5 a.m. We know this. And they finish their job and they go home. As opposed to us who go home, turn on our air conditioning, they're going to a hot mobile home that doesn't have proper insulation, that doesn't have proper cooling systems. So they don't get to regulate their body heat for the entire day. And as we know, that's a public health issue because if you can't keep your body temperature under a certain degree, your body starts doing some bad things. You start getting things like kidney failure and it just shuts down the system. We're not intended to be that hot. And the problems of heat, for example, are experienced very differently on one side of the valley versus the other.
That's a really good example. And when you were speaking earlier about the benefits of development in the western part of the valley, of course, we're talking about really smart development because we're seeing some development that actually contributes to the problem, the environmental challenges. So talk about, I think a lot of people are familiar with the Salton Sea and those major issues. What are some of the other environmental challenges in the Coachella Valley that people may not hear as much about?
I really want to, maybe it's beating a dead horse, but I think we know it's hot.
Right.
I grew up here, I know it's hot. And maybe because I grew up here, I'm like, this is how it's always been. The reality is that climate change is making it hotter. And we know that by putting a grown tree that has plenty of canopy or a grove of trees or a cluster is even better of a design, you can cool that space up to 30 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we are doing this project with the UCLA and they're running some heat maps with us for the Shade Equity Master Plan that we're doing with Public Health, Riverside University Health System, Public Health, and UCLA. And our heat mapping is showing that by putting shade intervention, 30 degrees Celsius, that's insane. On a 120 day, that's major. Maybe we don't want to be out there anyway, but on a 100 degree day, Fahrenheit, it's substantial. And I think we need to uplift the issue of heat. I don't think we talk enough about it. And I think because we live in a hot region, we think this is it. There's nothing we can do about it. And that's a lie. And so I think that to me is the most pressing issue. And I think the urban foresting, that's also a conversation that could be had that sort of overlays a lot of interventions for things like the Salton Sea.
So talking about heat in the desert, I think some people may have the idea, as you said, we live in a desert. It's hot here. It can't get hotter. We've had 120 days before, but the issue becomes those days are more frequent.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem with climate change is heat waves are getting longer and more consistent.
Right.
Somebody in the panel earlier was saying, come October when I was trick-or-treating, I wanted to put on a sweater. Now it's December and I'm wearing shorts. That's the reality. And I think many people, we just forget that because we're in a desert and it's hot, we're like, oh yeah, this is how things are. But the reality is that things have been changing and our community has been getting hotter. And I think whether you care about the environment or don't, even if you don't care, it has some financial implications for our region. The Coachella Valley is known as a tourist destination, but what happens when in the cooler months, it's not cool? So what's going to happen to the local economy if we can't get that resolved? And that's what I'm saying. When we're doing intervention and we're able to cool things down, it's starting to get uncomfortable even in the months when people who are escaping the snow can be here.
And when we cool things down, everybody benefits.
Yeah.
One thing I like to do with the podcast, I like to ask what residents can do in their daily lives to empower themselves, to make a difference in their own community. What are some tips that you have?
Get involved, talk to your neighbor. I was just talking to someone now who was saying, look, I'm having a really hard time with my HOA. And I said, good luck. There's lots of HOAs here. And they sometimes like things the way that they've always been. And she was talking about reflective surfaces as a strategy, not the end-all solution to cooling down their community, but certainly one strategy. And she was saying, my HOA will never go for this. And I said, you're right, but talk to them about how this technology could potentially lower your electricity bill. Some of these big homes in these gated communities are paying lots of money in the summer to keep their home cool. So talk to them from that perspective and start talking to your neighbors. So if you care about environmental justice and want to do something about climate change, there are overlays. There are things that you might think your neighbor might not care about, planting more trees and doing things for certain communities. But hey, they care about their economy. Everyone does. So talk to them about the economic impacts of climate change and how doing things in your community and doing it with more neighbors can actually have really positive things for even your pocket. And to me, it's like if your HOA right now isn't letting you think about the strategies that you are interested in doing, talk to your neighbors, hear them out, see what their experience is like. And I guarantee you that they will say, yeah, I want to do something about it. I want my electricity bill not to be $800 a month in the summer months.
Yeah, I love that. Most positive change, it starts with a conversation.
Yeah.
Any other parting thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, just to say, continue to talk about the issues always. I was saying earlier today, when I started having these conversations about extreme heat and shade 8 years ago, even though we know it's hot, it was still novel to think, to talk about interventions to many people out here in the Coachella Valley, and it would drive me crazy. I would say like, trees, and they would look at me like I was an alien. And I was saying, really? And a lot of it is just because it's the field that I operate and it's my area of interest. But here we are 8 years later, and we just had a 1 hour panel, and we were just talking about all of the things we can do to combat extreme heat. So here we are, just keep talking about it, keep pushing, and don't give up, and know that you can make a difference in your community.
Thank you for the work that you do.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.